Joining us now in our studios for Sound Off this morning is Fire and Police Commissioner Tom Kennedy. Good morning, Commissioner Kennedy.
Good morning, Earl.
I see the headline says county will run ambulances, and you have been involved, I guess, setting up this plan, haven't you?
That's correct.
The first question, I guess, that's appropriate is why we switched from letting Berlinger Medical Center operate the ambulance service and now decided that Hamilton County is going to run the ambulances.
Well, we had several options to look at. Erlanger was number one. One of the options was for the city of Chattanooga to run a countywide ambulance service the county run it, or we could go to the private sector for it. But I guess the bottom line on all of the options other than the county running an ambulance service, I think it was the sincere decision of all the members of that committee that for the county to run it was the quickest way that we could get a countywide service without litigation from many different areas. I was one of those that felt like it should go to the county. The longer that you wait through litigation or whatever before that is implemented, loss of life is involved. I think with the ambulance system being run by the county, that the expertise already developed in the city's ambulance service through an attrition situation can carry over into the running of a countywide service. It will not reduce the service level of ambulances inside the city, but will increase the expertise and service level in the county, and I think it's just the only way to go.
Now, the city assets, how are you going to transfer those to the county?
Similar to what we would have done to Erlanger, a situation that the attorneys will start working on first thing tomorrow. It can be done.
Now, I believe that it was said earlier this year, Bill Bennett and some of the people in the county said the city of Chattanooga stands to save a considerable amount of money by letting the Hamilton County government operate, or Erlanger operate, as a matter of fact, an ambulance service. Are you still looking at those same type figures? I believe $400,000 to maybe $1 million savings a year?
Well, I think it, in the long run, will be greater savings than that and still have the same level of service that we have now. On the short run, it's going to take some investments on the part of the city for equipment-wise. It's going to take people working in the ambulance division through the EMTs or paramedics to to work with them in setting this up. And then as the county hires their own personnel, why then our people will go into the fire department, back in the fire department if they choose.
Now, will paramedics that are with the city now, will those paramedics transfer over to the county service if they so elect to do so?
Well, yes, they can transfer over if they choose to, and a great deal of importance is being placed on all parties involved in that to ensure the safety and tenure of the present employees in it. They will certainly have an option once that goes in to go with the county ambulance service if they choose, and those that don't will be just brought back in as firefighters instead of EMT paramedics.
Now, I realize you're a city commissioner, but how much of a capital outlay will Hamilton County have to contribute? Or will this come from that budget that was adopted this past summer, or do you know?
No, that's something that we've switched streams now, and we've started from the Erlanger concept into the county. That's something that the city attorneys and the county attorney will be working with the city commission and county commission, working out the details on it.
But what you've done is agree in principle to a countywide ambulance service operated by Hamilton County government.
That's correct.
Now, this must be ratified by both the City Commission and the Hamilton County Commission. What is the attitude of your constituents? Do you feel like that it can pass?
I think the majority of the city commissioners are in favor of it. I feel like that the county commissioners are in favor of it because of the potential of every minute that goes by of the loss of life. Yes, I think it will pass. If the county commissioners and the city commissioners look as far as what Chattanooga-Hamilton County can have as a countywide ambulance service, and will put politics behind them and look at what life-saving situation can be in the county, that it definitely will pass. But there's always that potential of us in elected office that's elected through politics to look at the politics and not look at the problem.
And speaking of politics, how are you going to respond to the citizens of Chattanooga who say, my tax dollars have bought and paid for the equipment that you're now using? I don't like it being turned over to Hamilton County. How are you going to respond to those citizens?
My response to that would be, it's better to spend a little bit of money now compared to what the cost of an ambulance service is, and save that money in the long run, where that the service will be through attrition discontinued by the city taxpayer, and that it be taken up by the countywide taxpayer. We already have the equipment. We already have the stations and the ambulances, and we're using them now. Why not use those in a countywide ambulance service, and that immediately when we go into it, the city taxpayer doesn't buy any more ambulances out of the city tax funds. They don't buy any more heart monitors or all of the equipment that it takes to run one ambulance out. And the personnel cost, as the county takes over the personnel, it's going to save taxpayers money.